What's up? Look, it's your guy Taz Angel here with another episode of Taz Be Thinking. Man, Taz Be Thinking. So, today, what I'm thinking about is your fantasies are ruining your reality. What that means is, so often we are told to expect from situations via movies, TV, social media, a lot of different outlets or different forms of entertainment specifically tell us how we're supposed to experience things. And examples are, there are countless movies about going on your first date. There are countless movies where kids are sharing their first kiss, or even their first sexual experience. You know, there are countless movies and TV shows where a child is dealing with bullying. So when we experience those types of situations in real life, we often recall those moments, because those are usually sometimes, and this is a sad observation, and it's my opinion, there's no statistics behind this, but I believe that it's more common for people to learn those types of reactions or how to deal with those types of situations from outward media, as opposed to learning from the parents and even the school system, but always primarily the parents, because parents are the first and, you know, primary form of education in the child's life. So when we have conversations with our children and teach them how to deal with those situations, then they won't rely on what they've seen on TV. And we've all seen examples of it. You know, we've seen videos on social media where some kid tried to do a Kamehameha to a bully, right? Tried to do a Rasengan, some type of anime attack that, of course, wouldn't work because it's from a fictional world. Well, the reason why they did that is because that was the only level of knowledge they had as far as dealing with the bully, right? So they're just doing what's to the extent of their knowledge. So the reason why that's such an important thing, and why I spent so long talking about that, is because we have allowed media and society to teach us what love is supposed to look like, to teach us what God is supposed to look like, or even more so, to teach us what the life of a person who follows God looks like. We've been fooled, okay? Most of those things are the exact opposite of the truth. Many times we see memes or even people, you know, on social media speaking, say things like, if a person loves you, they won't hurt you. Well, if we're being realistic here, only the people that we care about can really hurt us. If we're not talking about physical, right? If we're talking about emotional damage, that can only happen once we've invested a certain level of care and love into a person, right? So only the people who are the closest have the ability to danger or harm the highest. That's reality. Because the worst heartache we've had was from people who were the closest to us, right? That's just how it goes. That's not an anomaly. But because society tells us the opposite, we think we're going through something abnormal when we feel pain, or we believe we're being betrayed to no end. But that's just real life, right? We've been taught that if a person doesn't love you for who you are and all that, then they don't love you. That, I mean, that sounds good. But if a person doesn't call you to be greater, that's a person who doesn't love you. A person who sees that you can improve and wants you to be the best you that you can be, that's someone who loves you, and that's going to be challenging, right? Because one of the examples I like to use now is the example of a personal trainer. Because we go to that person asking them for a goal, but we know in advance that everything that they give us in response, everything that they give us, every exercise, every diet plan, all of this is going to cause some level of pain. You're going to not be able to eat some of the things you love to eat. You're going to not be able to eat at certain times that you love to eat. You can't midnight snack no more. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of sacrifice, right? Because you're applying purpose to it, which is the end goal that you're looking for. So when it comes to reality, we have to understand that we as humans, because we're people first, every title that we have is just a version of us, right? So if you're a manager at your job, that's one version of you. If you're a father, that's another version of you. If you're a son, that's another version of you. If you're a brother, that's another version of you. And switch all of that, you know, for the other gender. If you're those things, you're all of those things, but those are different versions of you. And to prove the case in point, you as the child of someone, you know, or even as the sibling, you as the sibling, you won't behave in the room with your siblings like you do when you're on the job as the manager or, you know, or whatever you are. Especially when you went on the interview to get that job. That's a whole nother other, all right? That's a whole separate entity right there. We ain't even gonna talk about that. That's its own thing. You hear me? The interview person, that's a whole different personality. They never see that person after the interview. Once they say you're hired, that person goes back into the shell. We know that. But we're gonna focus. We're gonna focus. All of those things, right, are different versions of us. But there is a core being. And for us to improve all of those other versions of us, we have to improve the core being. The person that I recall is Brandon Marshall. Brandon Marshall is a very possible Hall of Fame wide receiver. He put up some crazy numbers. When he first got into the NFL, he was playing really well, but he was having a lot of anger issues, you know, wanting to fight people on the field, getting arguments with staff. You know, he had a lot of things he was dealing with because he had his issues, right? So he took time off and started therapy. He went to therapy. And when he got back to playing football, he was a better football player. Not because he was already great before he went to therapy, but his greatness transcended himself because he was then a locker room presence to where he wasn't just putting his own numbers up. He was motivating other people to put up better numbers as well. So because he addressed his core, he addressed him as a person, as an individual, because he addressed the ugly things. Listen, enough is enough, guys. All of us know that if our minds were on speakerphone for 24 hours, we wouldn't have family and friends anymore, because we all have crazy thoughts. We all have things that folks look like, what is wrong with you? We know that. But we try to judge and act like we don't. We got to stop this foolishness, man. It's time to be real with ourselves. Let's look in the doggone mirror. It's time to pick that mirror up. You hear me? Look in the mirror. Because we have to break the fantasy. I'm going to let y'all know I'm seeing 10 minutes today. We have to break the fantasy so we can deal with reality. Okay? Because we have responded to situations in ways that we've seen in movies and TV and stuff so much that it's hurt relationships that we've had with people. Because when we go through it, we're like, oh, this is just like what happened with Justin and Jacob and blah, 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 blah. And then we respond just like they did. And that's why we have to cut off a lot of the media that's not serving us as people. We don't want to hear it, but as I've been telling y'all, it's time to become people of discipline. I've been saying that. All right, so this is on brand. All the media, the stuff that's filled with drama, stuff that's filled with trauma, my 600-pound life, hoarders, all these different people just talking about how bad their lives are, we have to stop giving those ratings, man. Because that's why they keep having them. That's why they have 35 seasons. Because we're paying them to be in pain. Think about it. After My Teen Mom started on TV, the amount of Teen Mom skyrocketed. When Grand Theft Auto first came out, the amount of kids trying to go out and steal cars skyrocketed. This has been proven through history. This isn't coming from me. This isn't just coming from Tans. But we have to start noticing these patterns. The reason why those things are happening, just like I said in the prior episode, what we research, we recreate. Whatever we invest our time into, listen, when you eat a cheeseburger, you don't expect to use the bathroom and release a taco, right? Because let's be real, you don't eat spaghetti, right, and expect meatloaf to come out of you. What you consume, you release. This is just how the world works. What we consume is what we release. We know this already, but we haven't applied it. And we have to apply it to more than just food. So if we want to have a happier life, if we have people that we see and be like, man, that person is always smiling, that person is always, like, they're just always in a good mood. Let me tell you something about that person. I am that person, and I am not always in a good mood. But you know what I do try to do? I always try to look at what I can pull from a situation that can improve me, or what I can pour into a situation to improve someone else. If I continuously look for how it damaged me and hurt me, that would be the filter in which I see everything. That would be my shades, okay? That would be my shades. And if I... Perfect example. Y'all remember when Kanye West was wearing the shutter shade glasses? Guess what? Everybody saw him with those shades, but let's flip our eyes, bro. What did he see when he looked at us? Guess what? He didn't look at one complete human with those shades on. Nobody that he looked at was whole. Why? Because the glasses that he was looking through had multiple lines going through them. So whoever he looked at had lines going through them. He was looking at partial people, even though everyone in front of him was whole. Now, what does that mean? That means if we continuously look through the filter of pain, we will look at whole people. We will look at a whole situation as if it is fractured and dysfunctional. And we will treat it as such. Which is why we have to choose. Listen, choose. Which means the choice is there. It may not even look like the choice that should be chosen, but we have to choose the path of gratitude. That's why that person seems to always have a smile, because they are always thanking God, even though they don't understand. Matter of fact, especially because they don't understand. We have to start replacing even though we have to start replacing that with especially sometimes. Even though we don't see eye to eye, I love you anyway, especially because we don't see eye to eye, I love you. Even though it's a little tough today, you know, this week, especially because I'm a steal. It's a perspective change, and it has to be effort. All right. It has to be effort. It has to be continuous effort to just be better. Just be better. Right. And it starts by knowing what reality is and not responding to it in a fantasy way. We have to stop thinking that if somebody loves you, they're not going to upset you. That's just not reality. Now, they're not going to antagonize you. They shouldn't do that. They shouldn't go out of their way to make anything, you know, worse for you. Now, that's a different thing. But to expect to have someone that you invested a lot of your emotions into, to think that you will only get positive emotions or experiences in return is not rational. That's fantasy, right? It's just like the stock market. Nobody expects to put money in the stock market and it only go up. All right, now, unless they got some inside information, then that's a whole nother, you know what I mean, horse of another color. But nobody expects for them to invest. I'm saying the word invest. Hold on to that, because that's going to be a continuous thing. Invest. No one expects to invest money in it only increase in value. It's going to drop in value at some point. That's just reality. Anything that we invest in will go up and down. Right? But that doesn't mean we sell out. So we have to decide to first live in reality, okay? See what situations really are, not just what they are, not just what did someone do, why did they do it, genuinely why, and let's not make up a why. If we don't know why, let's ask them. Hey, when you did this, what did you mean by that? What did you want me to take from that? Why did you say this that way? It's nothing wrong with asking someone what they meant by something, because all it does is provide understanding. And that's what we need if we're going to move forward together, right? So listen, from here on out, do not allow your fantasies to ruin your reality. And I'm going to say this now, and I'm going to say it one time. Christmas is coming up. Do not allow your fantasies to ruin your reality. All right? These holidays are coming up. Don't be out here trying to buy all this stuff, trying to stuff up under a tree, and then wondering in the back of your head, are you going to be able to live in that same place the next month? Do not allow your fantasy to ruin your reality. All right? Now, hey, this has been another episode of Taz B Thinking, because Taz B Thinking. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm gonna holler at you.